WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program, and hope it's starting off well for you. 40 degrees out there as you're walking out the door. Well, maybe you're not walking out the door yet, but it's going to get a little warmer. It'll get close to 60 today with sunshine as we enjoy this back and forth weather week. But also, you're in that period of where you got to leave the house with a jacket. You shed that jacket later on in the day, and then maybe you got to put it back on by the time you go home. So there's a lot we can discuss today, and we can do that at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I did not get a chance to hear all of Mayor Mitchell's appearance with Chris yesterday. I had some meetings. And then, you know, usually what happens is on the weekends, that's when I catalog all the interviews that we've had. And I'll spend like Sunday morning listening to some of those podcasts and getting caught up. But we got a little bit of an update to what the mayor said with Chris about a half an hour after he left Chris. Because from my understanding, they were talking yesterday about how, you know, and I heard this is the part that I had heard, because I immediately went to go write a story and made this the headline. I decided not to write the story later because the mayor held the press conference after the fact. But originally, he had told Chris that, you know, they didn't get a heads up from ICE about this detainment of Juan Francisco Mendez. And then, as it turned out, police did get a heads up. So Chris McCarthy's sources were telling him, multiple sources were telling him, that there was communication from ICE about this. And so I had reached out to the police department to get clarification. And Holly Huntoon, who is the media relations specialist for the police department, got back to me and said that there was a miscommunication on the police department's end with the mayor's office, that police did receive a call from ICE Monday morning during its activity in the North End. That practice has been inconsistent and at times unclear. So, for example, ICE told us Monday morning they were conducting an operation in the area of Dean Street when the incident in question occurred blocks away on Tallman Street. I mean, and it is blocks away. It is a couple streets over. But also, I mean, I'm kind of willing to give ICE the benefit of the doubt just in this situation, not in anything else that they're doing. But in the geographical situation, they're likely not locals. And the near North End can get pretty confusing, especially when you realize there's portions of Acushnet Ave and Ashley Boulevard that you can only go in one direction. So the geographical thing, I can kind of forgive. But in her statement here, it says that practice has been inconsistent and at times unclear. And Mayor Mitchell said the same. And I think if I can give you the gist of what the mayor's press conference was yesterday at City Hall, I didn't watch the whole thing, but I've read multiple outlets' coverage of it. Again, I was in a meeting. The gist of it is, hey, we're willing to share that with them information. We told them that we would share information with them. It would be nice if they could extend us the same courtesy. And it doesn't matter what you think about what ICE is doing, whether you think that they're overstepping, whether you think that they're not following the law, or whether you think that this is exactly what you elected Donald Trump to have them do. I think everybody should agree that there should be a cohesive partnership. You know, the New Bedford Police Department is not going to get a tip from ICE saying, hey, we're coming to Tallman Street today to try and detain someone. You know, the New Bedford Police Department isn't going to show up on Tallman Street and start warning all the immigrants to go hide. As the mayor said, you know, we are not a sanctuary city. We will share information with ICE. But also there's concern if they're just going around taking people off the street, especially where it's not clear that this was even the person that they were looking for. They were asking for someone by a different name. So I think that the mayor's got a solid point there that, you know, we need better communication. We need to know better what you're going to do. And as he mentioned with Chris yesterday, if you get reports that people are showing up with armed with guns on Tallman Street, let's just say, just consider this. Let's just say that other immigrants in the area, in that neighborhood, on that block, see these ICE agents, and maybe they know that they're ICE agents, maybe they don't, but they call the police and say, hey, there's guys with guns over here on Tallman Street, because they figure if the police show up, then maybe that keeps ICE from doing what they're trying to do. Well, the police are then going to a situation where they've been told that somebody is armed with guns, and they're going to show up not expecting federal agents. But if they gave them the heads up, and then someone calls in the police department and says, hey, there's guys with guns walking down Tallman Street, then they say, oh, well, yeah, we know that's ICE. That's why they have to give these courtesies to each other. You know, if you don't know your neighbor very well, and you're playing badminton in your backyard and the shuttlecock goes over the fence and goes into their yard, you don't just climb over the fence, walk into their yard and get it, right? You go and you knock on their door and say, excuse me, I just want to let you know I'm going to go in your backyard and get my shuttlecock. And they say, you're going to do what? And they say, badminton. They say, oh, yeah, yeah. I thought it was called a birdie. But anyway, when you're going to go into somebody else's area, it's common courtesy to let them know. It's also better for everybody's safety all around. And that's what the mayor was trying to say. Believe me, former federal prosecutor John Mitchell does not want to hide criminal illegal aliens. Criminal people who have actually committed crimes outside of just being here. And that's the other part of this that people just keep glossing over the fact that this is not due process. And that there are inconsistencies and concerns with the way that these operations are being carried out that the mayor has every right to be concerned about. And I'm just going to throw this out there. He probably has a better handle on constitutional law than most of us does. Most of us do. Because he studied the law. Most of us, when we call in and talk about the law, are just repeating what we heard on TV or on the radio or read on the internet. John Mitchell has actually studied not only the language of the Constitution, not only Massachusetts general law, but also federal law, U.S. code, and all the relevant court cases and rulings that have been handed down in relation to these kind of issues. I don't know that he's read all of them, but he's certainly read more than you and I have. So if he is concerned, then I am going to say that my concern is validated by that. You don't want to live in a country where government officials can just scoop people up and detain them. You do not want to live in that country. I had relatives that lived in a country like that. Didn't turn out well for them. So the mayor is right in that there needs to be better communication so that he, first of all, not only so that the police department are aware of these activities, but so that they have a better way to effectively communicate what's going on. And if the citizenry understands what's going on, the citizenry can be more helpful. But if they're not sure about what's going on and they're concerned, then yeah, they're not going to open the doors for you. I was having this discussion with Brian last night, yesterday afternoon when he came in, and we were talking about, in this case, Mendez not exiting the car and not complying with the orders of the ICE agents and saying, you know, I'll do that, but not until my lawyer gets here. And you have to understand that that is because of these stories that we've heard about people just being snatched up and taken to prison. When he felt that there was no reason for him to be detained. Why would you willingly go with someone or expose yourself to someone like that without some legal protection if you know that that's what's been happening, or if you suspect that that's what's been happening based on the reporting that's been out there? And I said to Brian, if somebody says to me and just bangs on my door at 2 a.m. and says, police, open up, I don't just open the door. I need to see a little bit more verification that you are who you say you are, because anybody can bang on the door and say that they're the police. They say they're police. I open the door. They knock me down or point a gun at me or stab me, rob me. Even if I look out the window or the peephole and I see, oh, they're in uniform. You can get a police uniform on eBay. I need to see a little bit more documentation. Please show me the warrant that you have to come in here. Please show me your actual badge. And it's not that I don't trust the police, it's that I don't trust other people in 2025. 508-996-0500. I do have to take a break here, but we got some phone calls. So let me take those. We can play with the clock a little bit here in the 6 o'clock hour. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. So I was listening yesterday to the mayor. I actually called in. So I just caught a few minutes of what you were talking about, the guy, the fellow inside the car. So I got to respectfully disagree, because you know, you mentioned about being, you know, 2 a.m, you just don't know. I agree with that. But this went on for 30 minutes. It's clear in the video that he knows who they are, okay? And this is brought upon Mayor Mitchell's arrogant attitude towards the fact that his friend, Maura Healey, said she's not going to comply. Michelle Wu said she's not going to comply with ICE orders, okay? They're not going to send us, have the state police help out. So I made a comment to him that the fact that how are you going to want to have information, okay, when probably ICE doesn't trust him, okay, or the police department. He doesn't even trust his own police department to hire a police chief within. Now, what's the morale for the police department for a mayor that can't even hire somebody, you know, within the department?
So, well, I don't think that Mayor Mitchell would be defensive of Maura Healey and Michelle Wu's policies in this regard.
Well, I don't know about that. They were good friends, and, you know, saying...
It doesn't matter. I'm good friends with Chris McCarthy and Barry Richardson. I wouldn't support their opinions on anything.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it yet, but he doesn't have the respect for the New Bedford Police Department in the sense, and I'm not saying he doesn't respect the people, but in the sense that you can't find somebody within. I mean, I have fellow friends that are police officers. I'm not going to mention names, but they're not too happy with the situation. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, I mean, there's a lot that can go into that, too, because if you want to believe the reporting of the Boston Globe and think that there are problems within the department, why would you pick someone from the department? You'd want to bring in somebody outside that could hopefully clean up any of those issues.
Well, I mean, I'm talking to fellow friends that are officers, and and it's been issues along the way, but there's qualified people in there. I mean,
realize, though, that they would be biased in their opinion.
Well, possibly, but, you know, I mean, like, you know, let's play your devil's advocate. What if that story is true? What if that story is true? I mean, because we're getting off the beaten path here, but you know, what if that story is true with Snitch City and all that? I can't think of the word I'm not thinking of, but that just puts a stamp on. That's not the word I wanted to use, but it's the stamp that maybe ICE doesn't want to work with a lot of these mayors, a lot of these cities. They're going to do what they have to do to get these. I mean, this, you got to think of this. It went on for 30 minutes. A police officer's not going to waste their time for 30 minutes. They gave them many opportunities. What is a lawyer going to do? They're still going to perform the arrest. So, I mean, he was undocumented.
The lawyer's
right?
gonna. The
he
lawyer,
was undocumented.
The lawyer's gonna be. Well, there's some discrepancy on that, but there's the lawyer's gonna be the witness to what goes on to make sure that things are happening above the board.
Yeah, because they have a mandated report, and they can say, "Oh, he did this wrong. He did it." That's all that's for. And it's funny how they have everybody on speed dial with that. You know, with Corinne Williams or whatever her name is. You know, they like with the raid at the car wash. It's funny how they got coached up just before, because Mayor Mitchell had his post on Facebook with the chief of police at the Guadalupe Church. You know, telling them what to do, how to, they're all coached up, okay? I'm not saying they're
as they should
violent
be.
Criminals. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Should be. If you feel that a community's rights are being violated, you want to prepare them for that as much as you can.
I'm glad you used the word violated. Don't you think this city's being violated by illegals here? Because, you know, what's funny is he knows that the statistic of 60 people from Afghan refugees are here in the city. But he doesn't know the piece that was put out. I forget what organization brought up, but there's about 10,000 illegal aliens that are in this city.
Because you do realize that those are two completely different processes of how they arrived here.
Well, what's the process that the processes that you're talking about? Where I witnessed a charter bus at 4:30 in the morning on April 6th of last year. The reason why I remember it because I was on my way to work. It was a Saturday morning. Okay, there was a bus that stopped at your charter school, the old St. Anthony School, and I asked the bus driver where the school was all lit up and illegals were being brought onto that bus and sent down to New Jersey. He told me that. Tim, and the mayor just smarts, you know, just snickers at it like I'm telling some
How do you know that that's true?
How do I know it's true? The bus driver even just told me. The whole bus was lit up.
Doesn't mean that the bus driver was telling you the truth. It doesn't mean he had accurate information. Okay. But the difference here is...
You know where he was coming from before that?
It doesn't matter. The difference is that wouldn't be...
Tim, you're living in a fantasy world.
No, it doesn't matter from my example is what I'm saying. Is that that wouldn't be something that Mayor Mitchell would be aware of. The Afghan refugee transfer was something that he was aware of and involved in that process. That's why he can give you that number, but he can't give you the other number.
Well, because he keeps saying that it's not a sanctuary city. We're not. I mean, I think you know that there's plenty of illegals out there.
I think you don't understand what the definition of a sanctuary city is.
Well, why don't you enlighten me and tell me, because he was
making fun of... A sanctuary city is where they intentionally do not enforce immigration law and will work to prevent immigration officials from doing their job. They will actively try to keep them from doing that, like you can say, like Michelle Wu does. But this is, the mayor is saying that that's not what we're doing. We will provide information to ICE. We will work with them. We're just not going to do their job for them because we don't have those kind of resources.
Right. So where in the Constitution says that there's the sanctuary city? Where's that in the Constitution?
The Constitution says that both citizens and non-citizens are entitled to all rights of the Constitution.
Right. Okay.
It does.
I'm not disputing that. Okay. If it does say that, but you know what? A lot of ancestry people came over, like my ancestors at some point, right? You know, my bloodline, my parents were born here. My parents are gone now, but they were born here. Okay. But somewhere down the line, but you know what? They all did. Many did it legally. It's amazing to me. With the big case going on in Maryland, and there's a correlation here. It's going to continue on, and you're going to have collateral damage. You know that there's going to be some problems. But like I said, it goes back to non-trust of the words that were said by Michelle Wu and many governors across the country that won't comply. If they said they will comply with ICE, like you're saying, Mayor Mitchell said, oh, they'll comply, they're not going to get in the way. And you don't believe that he stands on Amari Healy's values of what she's saying, then that begs to differ of, like, what should they do? Like, if you were them, what would you think? You'd be like, well, he's not going to comply either. They can't guess and get in his mind, you know, that they're going to comply.
He's literally said publicly on many occasions that they will work with ICE and not stand in the way. So that bears more fruit in my mind than your suspicion that you have because of who he's friends with.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, I think you're missing the point. What I'm saying is that they're not going to, he might say it many times, but they might not believe him. You know, they might not believe him because, you know, at face value,
somebody else's sandbox without getting their permission first.
I mean, that could be just stuff shirt lawyer talk. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that the rhetoric that's going around, you got to be careful of what's happening.
I love the fact that you won't believe what the mayor has said repeatedly in public, but you believe what some random bus driver told you.
Random bus driver. Well, because you know what? I've caught Mayor Mitchell in many lies. That's why. Okay, I've confronted him about the fact that a simple article that was brought up about overgrown grass, and he tried to say it was a bill. At first, it was a public property. Then he said it was state property. Then come to find out, it was city property. It was just the sidewalk. The sidewalk's a city property, right? So, just simple stuff like that. It just doesn't go by what he says once in a while on the radio with Chris McCarthy. This goes back to stuff that he. Why, for instance, take your post off? Off your Facebook page about the Guadalupe Church when he hosted an event. Why take that down? So people can see what you're doing and people be more outraged. My concern, Chris, is I don't care. I mean, I work with people that have a green card over here. I'm at a fish plant, okay? I don't care if they come here. Do it legally. So this way you don't have these issues that are going on and we won't have these subjects of these topics to talk about. You know what I mean? They gave him 30 minutes to get out of the car. I don't know. It's sad where we are as a society. And I get what you're saying as far as I try to, like I've told you before, I try to see both sides. I'm sorry, I just don't trust the man. He can say it until he's blue in the face. Once you show me your true colors like he's had in the past with fibs and lies on the radio and then, on his Facebook page and all that, and then he could say whatever he wants. He's broken promises. I've been at council meetings, and it's just the same rhetoric with him. I'm sorry, but
I have to say,
I hope you have a great day.
You as well. Yeah, I just got to hold you there for the interest of time. Callers, hang on. Let me take a quick break. You know what? Mike Roberts isn't going to be happy, but I'll skip the news and then we'll go right to your calls, but I got to get this break in. We will be right back. And we'll go right back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How's it going?
Hey, not too bad. You always bring up some good subject matter, and I'm glad we can talk about it and try to air some of it out. Try to come to a ground sometimes, not all, sometimes anyways. Yeah, you made a good point. We don't want to live in a country where people are being scooped up for no reason at all, definitely for no reason at all. The ICE agents, I believe they were doing what they're supposed to do. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure they were. But do we want to live in a country where judges are letting criminals out the back door without any reparation, and getting away with it, like the judge up in Boston did, and more than one judges have done it? Do we want to live in a country where, and I'm going to use these terms, and you may not like them, but where, I'm going to use the word villain, in a sense, because whatever crime he had committed, that he was here illegally, or not him particularly, is considered the victim. If you're here, whatever it may be, if you've done something wrong, and I use the term villain, but that may not be right, but if you've done something wrong, do we want to turn that person into the victim as they broke the law once, maybe, or they break it again? And in this case, if I got pulled over and I didn't open up my, no matter who you are, if you didn't open up the door for the officers, it doesn't matter who you are, they're going to break the window, they're going to get you out of the car. One way or another, they're going to get you out. And they don't have to.
They have the choice. They could have waited until the lawyer arrived.
Okay, but where does that anybody? Does anybody win when that stuff happens?
Well, if I was the ICE agent, I would want to have that extra pair of eyes there to make sure that everything that I was doing was above board, so nobody could make any claims against me.
Okay, but everybody knows that there are cameras everywhere. People are filming everything today, and it was. What are they actually going to get away with? And the fact that lawyers aren't necessarily in the best interest of clients or society, for that matter. Yeah, they're hired for a job, but a lot of times they're more interested in what press may come out of it than anything else at all. Was it in the best interest of this client to actually sit in that car for another 30 minutes? Do you think it was? Do you think he would have been better off if he said, okay, if he's innocent now, all right, he's going to have his day in court. He's going to have his moment. Okay, yeah, but what was better, to be dragged out or if he had opened up the door and he came out?
So this incident did not happen in a vacuum. This happened at a time when one of the biggest news stories in America is the fact that someone was taken and sent to El Salvador that, if, again, you know, whether or not you want to believe the news coverage, but according to the news coverage, is a person who did not do anything wrong. And so if you are somebody that didn't do anything wrong and ICE is banging on your window, in your mind, you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to end up there too.
I agree with that. So there was a problem. We've heard a lot of stories.
Then I would sit there and say, no, I'm not doing anything until my lawyer arrives. You have me cornered. You have me surrounded. I can't go anywhere. You can clearly see I don't have a weapon. So I'm just going to sit here until the lawyer arrives because I am not doing anything without my lawyer present.
I've heard that he was a member of.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out.
I heard the gentleman that was taken away and back to MS-13. Is he not?
They haven't given any documentation that that's true. But even if that's the case, it doesn't matter. It's not whether or not he was. It's what the Mr. Mendez sitting in the car believed happened. That's what's going through his mind, and that's why he's saying, I want to wait for my lawyer.
Okay, fair enough. Now, if a person gets arrested, okay, so if he doesn't come out of his car, now he's dragged out of his car, which isn't good, right? So instead of coming out of his car and abiding by the law then, which he didn't do, now he's dragged out of his car. Okay, so if he had gotten out of his car and got arrested, and then if he was totally innocent, if everything was fine, he would have been released, okay?
That's a huge assumption.
You can let him go, okay? You can, if he's arrested and he's innocent, he can be let and go.
How many stories have you heard about ICE detaining people and then letting them go? I haven't heard any stories of that happening.
Okay, but maybe because they're not innocent. All right. So if they're arresting somebody, they usually have probable cause because they don't want a lawsuit. People just don't go arrest people for no reason at all. Usually, they usually have a warrant. They usually have information. The person usually has a history of doing something, and that's why they're out looking for that person. Wouldn't you agree? Or they just, you think just randomly picking up people who have done nothing wrong?
I don't mean this in a negative way. But that's the privilege of the position that you are in life and in society to be able to look at it through that lens. For somebody who is an immigrant, that is not the lens that they are looking at this through. Again, because the stories, the way that they're perceiving them, whether they're true or not, are that they are taking people who are innocent. Right. They are taking people and not releasing them. They are holding people against their will and people who have done nothing wrong. And if that is what you think, then yeah, you are not going to want to get out of that car. Here's another question that you have to ask from the other side. For what reason did the ICE agents want to make sure they got him out of the car before the lawyer arrived?
Maybe because after waiting 30 minutes, okay? Maybe after waiting 30 minutes and him not definitely.
We're talking like 30 minutes is a huge inconvenience.
But the thing is that 30 minutes, but if they had to have a reasonable cause for doing that, and even lawyer or no lawyer, he's still going to get arrested. Lawyer or no lawyer, and it's all on film. And the thing is that, isn't it? Don't you think it's worth it? And I get it, and I understand that. I wouldn't want to be in that spot, okay? But wouldn't it make more sense? You've come to this country. You want to be. Let's say you want to be an American citizen. You want to do it right. You want to be good. You want all those things in your life. And yet now you're going to kick the law in the head and not listen to what's going on. So.
You're leaving out a key piece of information with this whole scenario in the first place. They weren't asking for him. They were asking for somebody named Antonio, and that's not him.
Okay. Right. So the guy that they pulled out of the car has no criminal record, and he's illegally?
That's what the lawyers have told us, yes. Well, he's in the process of applying for asylum. His okay. wife has been given it, and he's been granted a type of asylum because she is and because he's going through the process.
So we don't know if he's innocent or we don't know if he's guilty. So we shouldn't claim him innocent or we shouldn't claim him guilty.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what that just came out of your mouth.
Okay. Why don't you but listen to this for a second.
Where do you live? Do you not live in the United States of America? Are you not innocent until proven guilty?
I see this stuff every day, so you're not going to tell me anything, and I'm not in denial about it. But the sad part, Tim, just listen for a second.
I don't think we can go any further with this conversation because you just said he's guilty until proven innocent.
No. I didn't say that. You're wrong. I said we shouldn't say he's guilty or he's innocent. That's what
no,
I said.
No, you should say that he is innocent until he is proven guilty. That is the way that America works.
Those are your words. I didn't say that. I didn't say that, Tim. And Tim, why don't we put the emphasis? It's really funny. Is that if we put the kind of emphasis on the people that were victimized in this country by illegal aliens before we got to this point, we for years we let this stuff go like it was not a problem, like it was all okay, and oh, it's a small amount, and to the point where even the Democratic Party admitted recently that we have a problem towards the final term of Joe Biden.
That's a ridiculous generalization. Nobody has ever said it's okay to go around killing and raping people.
It's not ridiculous. It's not ridiculous because it's a fact that they admitted it, and they realized that they had to close the border. They realized that we had too many criminal illegal aliens in this country. And all of a sudden, now we can you can let somebody go. You can arrest somebody, and they can be letting go if they are definitely innocent. Okay, you can't bring somebody back to life after.
No, you have to let somebody go if you can't prove that they're guilty.
Absolutely, if they're not guilty, you will let them go, and they will let them go. All right. So you don't think that this guy that they deported now? Why won't El Salvador let this guy go?
Because he's probably dead.
Okay. Why? Why do you think? Why do you think they won't let him go though? Why do you think they wouldn't let him go?
Because Donald Trump doesn't want them to let them go, and they have a financial reason to continue this relationship with Donald Trump because he's paying them to take criminals.
Really? Really? Can you prove the fact that that guy is not, definitely is not a criminal that's down there?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he is or he isn't.
Okay. So why don't we put, how come the focus on innocent lives right here, right? We don't put the emphasis on that at all. We put the emphasis on the person who's, for the most part, most of these people have a criminal record and they've already committed crimes. And yet you're more worried about them than people that are actually.
I never said I'm more worried about them than other people.
Well, you never talk. You make it sound like you do make it sound like you put more emphasis on the villain than the victim.
Because we already have a natural agreement between ourselves, you and I, that people who get murdered and raped and killed is a bad thing. We don't need to discuss that at length because we already agree that that is a social moire, that those things are wrong. What I have to argue about are the people that are saying, I'm totally fine with them abandoning the Constitution and just grabbing people up without due process and sending them to other countries to be detained. So, that's what we have to discuss.
They had no information, so they just picked a random, you're saying they picked a random person off the street and arrested them. That's what you're basically saying.
There's the potential to believe here that they don't even have the right person.
Okay. All right. So again, they didn't have the right person. So this guy's innocent and he doesn't open up the door. Doesn't that make you think that this guy will be found, that this guy is
again
a criminal with a criminal history? Or why would you not open the door? Why would you not open the door and let somebody in?
Because we already went over this. Because in the immigrant experience right now,
that doesn't make it right, Tim.
But it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. It explains his actions.
Okay, it explains his actions. Okay, but if it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong, so then we're assuming that because he didn't open the door, that it is wrong. Okay, it still doesn't make it right, okay? So why do you take the side of the person who is definitely doing something wrong as opposed to, yeah, I got you, Tim, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for your true colors being shown. You can see the fact
listen,
of the matter is...
No, I'm sighing because we're going around in circles here.
But you don't care about innocent people. You're more concerned about defending...
Oh, okay, so you're going to tell me how I feel about innocent people because I want to defend people who are being accused of doing something who haven't done anything. They're not one and the same.
I've never heard you stand up for a victim yet.
Why do I need to?
You've never.
There's no need to. We already agree that that's a bad thing that happened. We don't need to discuss that any further. I don't need to politicize. I don't need to take somebody's death or murder or rape and use that as a talking point for my radio show.
Well, here's the point. Well, here's the fact of the matter is you've got politicians that'll run down to El Salvador in care for this person who's definitely a criminal. And we know they would not arrest these people if they didn't have something on them. They would not be arresting them and deporting them unless they had something on them. They wouldn't be doing it because the ramifications for that would be too great. And that's a fact. And you know that, and I know that. Legal measures, we don't arrest people and take people to trial unless there's enough evidence to prove them guilty.
That is not what's been proven over the years.
Okay, and if they do arrest somebody, they know that the ramifications of being sued are great, and they don't. And court systems don't want that. They go with a strong case. These people that they are picking up, 99.9% of them, I'm sure they get the right person. I'm sure they have a record.
You know what? Well,
I'm sure they've done a little bad.
I just got to hold it in the interest of time because I got to take some breaks. But you know what we can say is we will see how it plays out, and we'll see how many of these folks, you know, do end up getting adjudicated.
Hey, have a good day.
You as well. And see, we can have back and forth. And by the way, I didn't mean any disrespect to you. I can't deal with going over and over the same points over and over and over again. We've got to move the conversation along, especially when I'm looking at the clock. So I'll take more calls, 508-996-0500, but I've got to get these breaks in. I got two breaks before the end of the hour, so I got to get them in. All right, we did have a caller, but they dropped off. That's okay, because I would have only been able to give you a tight period of time. But if you want to hang on, you can call back after the news. I've got one more break I've got to get in. We kind of pushed things back a little bit so didn't have to interrupt the conversation. But we'll continue it on, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let me take this last break, and then we'll be back after that. All right, we are out of time for this hour. We'll take a break for the ABC News and then the local news with Mike Roberts after that. When we come back on the other side, we can talk to you 508-996-0500.